Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback, 7 minutes after 8 a.m. on this, the Tuesday version. 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you'd like to be a part of the show. Also, check us out, Seth Mila, WSAU on Facebook. And always you can send email, seth.mila@wsau.com. All right, let's talk about the government shutdown for a little bit. I mentioned very, very quickly as we were getting ready to go into the last break, if you're going to shut something down, then it's shut down. If you're going to prevent the public from access to something, let's say the mall, and I'm not talking the shopping mall, of course, I'm talking the D.C., the area between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument. It is a, if you've never been there, I'm telling you right now, you got to go to Washington, D.C. It is, it's aggravating, but it is also extremely inspirational. Go see the monuments, see the museums. It's amazing. I sometimes wonder if the people that live and work there have any appreciation for what it means. But anyway, I digress. For the mall area with the reflection pond and the area that's there, that's the site of a lot of demonstrations. If you remember, Dr. Martin Luther King had the I Have a Dream speech there. The Million Man March was held there, and many, many, many other demonstrations have been held there. It's a meaningful place. Well, if it is closed, it's closed. If the public can't show up and observe it as it is intended, if Republican groups can't show up and demonstrate, if the bikers can't show up, if truckers can't show up, that means nobody gets to show up, right? Wouldn't that be the correct way to do this? No, it's Washington, D.C. we're talking about. A planned immigration reform rally will take place sometime today on the National Mall, even though the site is closed due to the government shutdown. Organizers for the Camino Americano March for Immigration Reform were spotted setting up a stage and equipment on the National Mall for the rally, which is supposed to take place today. A few barriers scattered around the park have signs informing visitors that the area is closed as a result of the government shutdown, but where are the security officers removing them? Oh, there aren't any.
You were okay with folks going past the barriers for other things, though.
If it's closed, it's closed. If you're going to allow... No, you're missing the point. You're missing the point entirely.
I'm just trying to goose you because
you're missing the point. The point is the veterans asked for permission and were denied. And they said, screw you, we're going to go in anyway. This group asked for permission and were granted permission.
According to who?
According to the Park Service. They've granted them authorization to be there.
And why do they say that they did that?
They're not giving a reason why. They don't have to. So, but do you see the difference?
Yes, I see the difference.
Okay. 30 members of Congress are expected to attend the rally, including House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Robert Menendez. The event is hosted by several immigration activist groups, together with the Service Employees International Union, SEIU, and the AFL-CIO. That's so odd. That confused me. I don't understand why veterans would not be allowed unfettered access to the World War II Memorial, yet SEIU and the AFL-CIO, along with a lot of illegal immigrants, would be
like
allowed
Obama anymore.
I don't understand that.
I thought they didn't like Obama anymore.
I'm confused. I smell hypocrisy, and it stinks to high heaven. This is what I'm saying. This is another example of the political game playing that's being done. And the reason that we discuss this is not to make your blood boil, not to give you an ulcer.
Yes,
it's to show you the game that's being played so that you and I don't get sucked up into it. don't be a pawn for the political shenanigans. Rise above it, see what's going on, and communicate with your representative some common sense. Help them to understand that we, the people, their boss, are tired of the game.
You didn't add the part about this rally was okayed after the president and the administration last week said that First Amendment demonstrations could go on at national monuments, which now allows the veterans to go to the World War II monument and the other monuments in Washington, D.C.
If you're going to allow them to have a rally, then open the entire area for the public. You can't tell me that having it open to the public is any more costly than having a rally.
The Park Service says anyone claiming a First Amendment right can show up at a memorial and view it from the designated First Amendment area. Groups of 26 or more
designated
need a permit.
First Amendment area. What a bunch of crap is that? I'm sorry, you can exercise your constitutional rights from this restricted area over here. No smoking. No drinking, no eating. You have to stay over here,
constitutionalist. Constitutional rights to visit the monuments in Washington, D.C.?
If it's an open public place, the law is we have access to it.
It gets closed for other reasons.
For cleaning too, Tom, but well, it just you're confusing the point. And see, the reason I think you do this is I personally don't think you give a flying rat's butt about any of this, do you? You don't care.
Well, I'm certainly not going to make as huge a deal as you are out of it.
Why not?
Because I think that life goes on. Life goes on in Washington. Life goes on in the United States. Things happen. Mm-hmm. Things go wrong.
Just
things
allow
go right.
People to do the wrong thing and not hold them accountable for it. What harm could that do? Going through life. Look, there are some people that see something wrong and have to attempt to do something about it. And there are some people who see something wrong and go, doesn't matter to me.
The United States of America is pretty resilient. We survived Iran-Contra. We survived the CIA doing all kinds of illegal mm-hmm. things. We survived Watergate. We survived all kinds of crises mm-hmm. over the years. And we continue to
All right, let me ask
on.
You this. The Byzantine Empire survived a tremendous amount of problems and internal strifes. The Roman Empire survived hundreds of years of internal strife and problems. What was the one thing that brought down, let's say, the ancient Egyptian Empire? What was the one thing that brought down the Romans? What was the one thing that brought down the Greeks? What was it that destroyed these civilizations? Was it one ginormous catastrophe? Or was it an accumulation of people going, we've survived it. We can do the. There's nothing going to bring us down. We're fine. We don't need to pay attention to this.
Is it your belief that the United States of America is going to survive forever? Is it your belief that any civilization is going to survive forever? Because it's not. It
Why?
Eventually will not.
Why?
Because.
A republic has never been done before, Tom. Why shouldn't it?
Why shouldn't it?
Why should it be that I would expect us to be... This is the fundamental difference. Wow, this is very, very amazing, and this is very critical. This is the fundamental difference between you and I. I am an optimist. I see there is no reason why American exceptionalism can't be a good thing, and why America should not be the leader of the free world forever. There is no reason why we have to fail. You, on the other hand, see it as an inevitability.
If we would have kept the United States of America the way it was through the Industrial Revolution and the early parts of the 20th century without making changes, we would not have survived forever. That we would have destroyed right. the environment. We would have destroyed where we live. We would have destroyed the water supply. We would have destroyed everything.
We have improved. So why do you see our destruction as an inevitability?
I think everything comes to an end.
So you agree that there is a time when all civilization will come to an end. You agree that there is an end time for civilization.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and what will be the cause of that end time?
Well, I think that's where you and I probably differ.
You think
I
it's think, the sun blowing up?
Well, I think it is going to be some sort of scientific reason for, uh-huh. you know, that 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 the
we accidentally
becomes unlivable, or
because of some genetically modified organism, we create a virus or a bug that wipes us all out.
Could be war, could be pestilence, could be any
alien attack.
Could be alien attack.
The machines rise up and kill us all in our sleep.
Hey, we've all seen that that happen. If we give we're seeing that now. We give so much power to our machines that if they cease to function, we cease to function.
Hold on a second. My phone is talking to me. Siri wants my attention for a second.
Right.
While I talk,
you see what happens when the computers break down here?
Yes.
We're basically powerless.
All right. So you don't see any protection for humanity. We're all in it. It's all on our own. We got nothing to fall back on, nothing to rely on. We're out here all by ourselves. We're all going to die.
Well, we're all going to die. That's a given.
All right.
Unless you figured out some way to artificially keep yourself alive. You're going to freeze yourself like Ted Williams' head.
That's another show. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. We'll take this and your phone calls when we get back. 715-845-2155.
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. It's 8:22. Before I go to the phones, let me just pose a question for you, Tom. You have your house, right? You got it all set up the way you like it, the living room furniture where you want it, and the dining room all set up. You got your house all set up the way you like it, right? TV has got it programmed to the channels you want. What if I wanted to come into your house and change everything? Would you allow that? Would that be okay with you if I just were to come into your house intermittently and move the furniture around and take all the food out of your refrigerator and replace it with food that I like? Not food you like, but food I like. Would that be okay with you?
Of course not.
Okay, so in order to prevent that from happening, you lock your doors. Right? You take a preventative stance to keep somebody from coming.
So, actually, you lock your doors to keep somebody from coming in and killing you or robbing you.
Try to,
I don't know
try
a lot
to follow
of people
my logic
that are going
to
come in and change the furniture around.
In your life.
Yeah,
just
okay.
Try to follow the point.
It's hard.
No, it's pretty easy for everybody else out there. You obstinate. So if I see that there's a threat to the United States and our way of life, why shouldn't I stand up and fight it? Why shouldn't I? Why should I just leave my door open and say, you know what, come in and rearrange the furniture any way you want?
I'm not suggesting you do that.
You do. You say that the United States has nothing to worry about, that we can survive anything, that we shouldn't stand up and fight against the things that we see as wrong.
That's not what I said at all. I said that we can continue these battles, we'll have these disagreements, we'll have these fights, but we are a resilient nation that comes back from almost anything. We survived Jimmy Carter. We survived Richard Nixon. We survived Warren Harding. We survived some of the worst presidents in the history of the world.
Okay.
And the United States went on.
Well, I've made my point. You've made yours. Dennis, thanks for holding on. What can we do for you?
Well, I think, Steph, you kind of nailed it on the head here before, and you didn't even realize it. That Tom says that the United States will eventually fall, like all the other great nations through history. But it's something about that group of individuals, Tom, that have this self-destructive attitude that we are not greater than the rest. Well, God made all people, all man equal, but all men are not equal. Reason being, there's some people that will fight for what they believe in, and there's some that will simply sit there with their hand out. And when you got too many people with their hand out, you're going to die. And that's where we are today.
Yeah.
Are we going to die in a week from now or 2 weeks from now?
No.
Or 2 years from now? Probably not. But we will falter. You cannot have more people with their hand out than are feeding those hands. Wow. So the question I got for you, Tom, is it okay to inflict pain to someone else to better a poor person? Sorry. Is that okay to inflict pain on one to help another? That's what I want to know.
I think as a society, we do have a responsibility to take care of the poorest in our society. And if in fact, it does create a little bit of pain for other folks in the society, that is the price that has to be paid. If we are going to look at ourselves in the mirror every day and say, yeah, I like what we're doing, I like how we are operating, I like how we're doing things.
You've heard the, and Dennis, thank you very much for calling in. You've heard the parable. You give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach him to fish, you feed him for the rest of his life.
I have said many times on this show that I do not believe that someone should be feeding at the public trough forever.
Mm-hmm.
That is fraud, that is waste, that is illegal, and that should be dealt with.
But you do believe that it is the government, and I'm asking, I'm not being accusatory, I'm actually asking for discovery. You believe that it is the government's responsibility to remove from those who have and give to those who need. From each, according to their ability.
Do not be quoting Karl Marx to me. All right?
I'm just asking you if you think it's the government's
responsibility. We should be a communist nation. I am not even suggesting we should be a socialist nation.
Take the politics out of it. Do you think it's the government's responsibility to take from me and give to the guy standing over there in the Burger King parking lot with no shoes and digging through the trash?
I think we have a responsibility as a society, as individuals in a society,
individuals.
To provide for those in need.
According to our own free will.
Yeah, but it doesn't work out that way. In a perfect world, that would be great. If everybody gave to their church, if everybody gave to their social organization.
Then it is the government's responsibility to take it from me if I won't give it voluntarily.
I believe it is the government's responsibility to take care of their citizens when they need help.
Okay, so in order for the government to give to somebody who needs help, they're going to have to get their money from somewhere.
Yes.
So it is the government's responsibility and right to take it from me and give it to him.
It
smells really good.
It is our responsibility to, as citizens of the United States of America.
But then that's free will. Choose one or the other.
But we don't.
Okay, so you're saying that it's the government's responsibility to take it from me and give it to him.
If they are going to do what needs to be done, yes, it's called taxation, and it's been voted on, passed by Congress, signed by the president at the time.
Uh-huh.
It's not like it was, you know.
So it's their responsibility.
It's a dictate.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify, and there again lies in a critical difference. I agree with you that it is society's responsibility to take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. You and I are eye to eye on that. Where we differ is how it's done. I believe we should foster the belief in a higher power and in God. And as a result, that fosters the generosity and the charitable giving in the individual. That's how that works. It's a flow chart. When you, however, believe that mankind is evil and angry and bitter and rotten to the core and therefore cannot be relied upon to give out of the freeness and the goodwill of their heart, but it must be extracted from them.
I do believe that many are greedy, venal, and yes.
And see, that's all I'm saying is I'm observing the difference. You feel that it has to be forced upon them. I feel that if it is done out of the goodness of the heart, out of following the directive of a higher power, out of God's desire for us to take care of our brother and to be charitable, that's how it works better.
That would be great, man. In a perfect world, that would be wonderful.
If I could get people like you to believe like me, perfect world would exist.
You think so? Really? You really think so?
Thank you, Tom, for finally understanding.
For every Bill Gates, there's a Gordon Gecko out there. Remember that.
Bill
a Gordon
Gates
Gecko
is a,
type.
I hate to tell you this. Bill Gates, real.
I understand.
Gordon Gecko, fake.
I said Gordon Gecko type.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right.
You've made your point very clear. All right.
Love it. We'll be right back. WSAU Wisconsin Morning News, 715-845-2155.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text news to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.